listening to the Mindful Biz podcast. I'm Alison Morgan, business coach at Relauncher.
Hello. Okay, so today's podcast is a little bit different than normal. I'm sitting on my bed. I'm in Koh Samui in Thailand. It's 6:11 a.m. and through the door of my balcony, I can hear all the cicadas chirping, and they're chirping because that's signalling that the sun is about to rise. I can see the ocean. I can see the top of the pool. The clouds are there, and it looks like it's going to be an absolutely stunning day yet again. So if you've been following me on social media, you will know I have literally just finished a seven-day retreat at Absolute Sanctuary. Now, Absolute Sanctuary is Asia's leading wellness fitness resort. And when I booked to come here, I didn't really know. Well, you never really know until you get there, do you? I was really feeling like I needed to go on a retreat. I felt like I needed grounding. So I would say the best analogy would be, before I came away, I felt like a moth. Like my energy was high up in the air. I felt light. There was just so much going on that I felt like, you know, to get everything done, I had to do everything really quickly. In terms of my body, I've been doing, as you know, a lot of exercise. Like I do a lot of exercise because I sit at the desk all day. So I need that exercise outlet in the morning and the afternoon, and my body was just super stiff. I'd been having massages and seeing a physio, and my back was just super stiff. My whole body was stiff. So this booking this and coming away was that reset button that I desperately needed and desperately wanted. Okay, so during my time here, I've been posting and giving you an insight into what the journey that I've been doing. And I received so many messages. I responded to some, but there were some of them that I'm like, oh my gosh, the answer's so big that I actually just need to come and record a podcast and just tell you about the journey that I've had, because it truly has been amazing. So there are a lot of programs. So what happens is when you come and book a stay here, you can select a program. Now, you also can come and stay and not do a program, and also pick and mix what you want to do. So you don't have to come in on a program. But I would say out of all the people that I met, I would say like 90% are on a program. The people that are not doing a program, or that I've met, they've actually been here about three times, and so they're kind of just doing their own thing in terms of the way they're resetting in this space. So it still involves, you know, like nutritional eating and exercising. So the package that I did, oh, it was amazing. The package I did was a seven-day, let me get this right, it was called a seven-day women's holistic health package. And the reason why I liked this is it gave me an insight into, you know, everything. Like I got to do spa treatments, group fitness, as well as one-on-one fitness. I did sessions with like a mindset and also a nutrition and wellness coach. I'd say three sessions with that, and that was so great. I did infrared sauna, swimming, you know, I mean, it was heaven, okay? And it really opened my mind. I also did meditation. It really opened my mind in the different ways I need to start moving my body and exercising my mind. So the Pilates. So the Pilates I did group reformer, which I really loved, but then I was doing one-on-ones with Kevin on the Cadillac. I'm just thinking, and then also, oh my gosh, he took me through so many things. In fact, yesterday we like did this private stretching class, which was amazing. Oh my gosh, it was so amazing. So that, because that was the last day, it started off with a massage using some equipment, and then we did stretching, and then we finished off with mobility. And what's so great is each session that I did, the one-on-one, there are things that I learned in there that I'm like, right, now I'm going to take that back into my everyday life from sitting at a chair and doing these different movements and stretches. So it was just so invaluable. And also with the fitness, you know, he took me through the weights, which I've done before, but it just, again, it reset me and reminded me that I need to start building my strength, in particular my upper strength, and I can do it in a way that is suitable for me. So that was all, it was amazing. We also did functional movement. In the onboarding with the fitness, we did like a 30-minute foundation class, and where I ran a mile. And I did all these, he kind of looked at the alignment of my body and, you know, different things, got me to do different things. And then from that, then worked out what we would do going forward for the one-on-one. So I showed some of the videos of what we went through on Instagram, and I'll also put some more up, because I was doing all these things that I just didn't know that I could do, particularly in Pilates. So yes, it was just truly amazing. Meditation, I got back into meditation as well, and we're going to bring that back. So look, at the end of the day, my goal for coming in was to be re-grounded, be re-energized. And those that know me know that I'm already energized, but I felt like I needed to recenter that energy, and so that it was more controlled, but in a way, you know, that obviously I've got freedom, creativity with my energy, but it was just before, it was just too high and too fast, too much going on. So, and I really have achieved that. So when I checked in, I flew in from Sydney via Bangkok, changed flights, and then flew in. And I did that all in one day. It was a long day, but it was good. So I didn't get in until, I would say I probably didn't get in here until about 10 o'clock at night. And before I had arrived in the paperwork to fill out in the lead up to coming, I had selected my meals to have, which they had waiting for me in the room. I'd selected my pillows. I had, you know, given them all my background in terms of, you know, if I had any injuries, things I wanted to achieve, if I wanted to lose weight or not. Now, this is interesting about this, because some people come to lose weight. There's a weight loss program, but I didn't come here to lose weight. I literally came for all the reasons I've just described. So I selected my meal for when I arrived. Now, the meals, I'm jumping around a bit, but anyway, the meals, for the program that I'm on, because there was no restricted calories for me, everything is clean anyway, no matter what. The food is just, oh, it's so fresh. It comes out, it's called the Love Kitchen, and you get to choose two dishes off the meal for breakfast, lunch and dinner. And then also there's juices and smoothies, and there's also the vitamin bar. So obviously, I think that the maximum is two. You know, you can have more, but that's basically what is in the package. And I really, this again, this has been a learning curve for me, because I have a really fast metabolism. So generally when I'm back in Sydney, I eat little meals, but I'm kind of eating all day, and then I generally have dinner at about 3:30 p.m. and then I don't eat again until breakfast. Different on the weekends, I eat later, but during the week that's what I do. Here I've eaten differently. This has really worked for me, and I'm going to take this home and see how I go. So instead, here I've been eating three big meals a day, and at each meal I've had two dishes, and then I've had a smoothie. So literally, that's a big breakfast. So a smoothie with my breakfast, including the two dishes, and then I have another smoothie usually in the afternoon, and then I've been having dinner later. And it, look, generally speaking, I've been having dinner around about 7 o'clock, because by the time I come out of that final yoga class at 6 o'clock, I've been coming back and just having a shower and a bit of a break before I go down to dinner. And it's really worked for me. I can't actually explain how good I feel from eating like this. Normally I would have had head spins in between because I would have just felt like I needed more food. But I think the meals are really, they're complete meals. And so there's been no restriction at all. So I'm going to talk about like what happened on that first day, because this is just really interesting. On that first day, you check into the wellness center and they weigh you. They take your height, they take your blood pressure, and on this machine that weighs you, it also takes all these other stats, which includes your metabolism, the fat around. I wish I had the paperwork here. You know, like all your internal things, like the fat around certain. I wish I had the paperwork. Anyway, basically, it gives you your metabolic age, and it gives you this full like 3 pages of all this information. And mine was actually really good, and it's actually what I expected, to be honest. So the surprise for me was that my metabolic age was 23. Like that's really amazing, like really amazing. But it's because I take care of myself and I eat a certain way at home. So I'm like, yeah, that's amazing. But gosh, yes, it should be like that because of all the work and that I do, and you know, the way that I look after myself. But non-surprisingly, my metabolism was really high, but that was good. And like my body fat is low, so it's basically everything I expected. Didn't come here to lose weight, but this is so interesting. So yesterday when I did the checkout, I had thought, yeah, I felt like I'd lost about 2 kilos, and the printout came out and I've lost 6 kilos in 7 days. Like, how, where, what? I've been eating more than normal. Amazing. So I haven't been snacking. So this is interesting, okay? I've done the program as it's intended. So I haven't eaten out of the Love Kitchen, you know what I mean? Like I haven't gone off into the markets and gone and ordered something at night or anything like that. I've followed it to the T. I've done every single thing that was on my program every single day. Lost 6 kilos. My metabolism is now at like off the Richter scale, 10 out of 10, like it's just like beeping off the straight, off the grid. But just going back to the losing 6 kilos, 5 kilos of that is body fat. So I lost 5 kilos of body fat in 7 days. And that's actually what is blowing my mind. That's like far out. Like what I've done here is absolutely agreeing with my body. And yes, my metabolic age is now 22. I'm going to live forever. Anyhow, so how do I feel? All right, this is how I feel. I feel so energized, but I feel energized in a far more healthy way than what I did when I arrived. I feel grounded. I feel like my brain has completely slowed down. But I feel crystal clear and sharp. Like I feel like I've got stars coming off me. I feel like I can do anything. I can't explain how I can't remember feeling like this for a very long time, and that's all within 7 days. I'm clear with what I'm going to take from my learnings over the last 7 days to go home. I haven't written any lists, and I'm the biggest list person ever. I haven't written any lists. I feel so clear I can remember everything. I probably will write some things on the plane when I go home so that when I get back into the real life and I'm out of the bubble, I don't forget and I've got the anchor to come back to. But I feel amazing. So going and doing that final checkout at the wellness center yesterday afternoon, that was like, it was mind blowing for me. I'm like, oh my God, I knew that these 7 days were amazing and I'd had a really incredible experience and I'd learned a lot about myself and my body, which I had just didn't know before. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, there's the paper to prove how incredible this is. Seriously, seriously amazing. All right, so the room I'm in. The rooms are amazing. And in fact, this is a question I had on my Instagram. Someone said to me, oh, I've been watching you. I'm going to book in, but I'm not sure about which room it is, which room I should stay in. Have you got any tips? I'm going to stay for 10 days. And so I sent a voicemail message back and I said to her, look, in all honesty, you're actually not even in the room that much. Like, when you see your program, you are busy being healthy and looking after your well-being. You're literally coming from one thing to another. So I don't think the room really matters, to be honest. Now, in saying that, the rooms are amazing. Like, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. I actually went into a friend's room yesterday. He said to me, oh, do you want to come in and have a look? And I did. And it literally was exactly the same as mine, but it was smaller and it didn't have a bath. So the room that I'm in is a Absolute Sanctuary Deluxe Sea View room. So I'm upstairs with a balcony and I'm looking out to the ocean. The room is very big. And in the bathroom, there is a bath and then there's one of those glass wall dividers between the room and the bathroom with the blind that you can pull down. This is so beautiful. It's big. I love it. The other rooms, and I don't know what they're called. They're pretty much the same configuration. They're just smaller in size. They don't have a bath. And they don't necessarily have the glass divider. But as I said, it really doesn't matter which room you choose because they're all amazing and you don't spend too much in there. So I really wouldn't get hung up about the room selection, personally. Now, this is another interesting thing. When I come back, I'm definitely coming back, I would stay longer. When I got here and I started speaking to people, there are a lot of people staying here for 28 days, 30 days. There are a lot of people that come here regularly. And when I was first told that, I was like thinking, who can do a retreat for 30 days? Like that just, I can't even imagine that. And now I've done 7 days. I totally got it after day two. I'm like, 7 days is great. It's amazing. But when I come back next time, I'm going to stay longer. In fact, I'd like to live here. But if you're looking at the program and you think, you know what, I feel like I need to do 10 days or I feel like I need to do 28 days, then don't feel like you're the only one that's going to be doing that. There are lots of people doing that. What's another tip? Another thing that I really love about this, it's very boutique in the fact it's not big. But there's lots of space. I have met and made really amazing friendships and connections in my time here, like really amazing. But what's so good about it is that you're not on top of each other. So you might go for dinner, and quite often you'll just sit with a different person for dinner each time, or you'll sit by yourself. Same goes for breakfast and lunch. Like it's so casual. So you can choose to meet a lot of people or you could choose to not meet a lot of people. You know, like no one's going to get in your way or your space at all. You know, there's times you can go down to the pool and there's just no one there but you. But there's lots of people here. I can't work it out. Like when I go out and watch the sunrise, I've been watching the sunrise and going, this is amazing. And looking across the balconies and like there's no one else on the balconies. And I'm like, where is everyone? It's super interesting. So there's a lot of personal space, but there's a lot of connection, and I just think that's gold dust. Another great thing I could talk forever. Another great thing is you can be everywhere like within 2 minutes. So you're never looking at the time thinking, oh, I need to leave this and then go back to the room. You know, it's going to, I need to allow 15 minutes to go back to the room and get changed and then be at my next thing. Like, literally, you can allow 5 minutes. So everything is really, really close. So you're not wasting time by racing back to the room or racing here or racing. In fact, there's no racing. So everything is really, really close, but there's also this serene distance. It's just insane. Yeah. So there's that. There's plenty of food. I'm just thinking what else. Oh, okay, so reasons why people come here. They come here for the same reason as me, to disconnect, to reset, to re-energize, center, you know, and then take that into life. There are people here that are, there's quite a few people here actually that are wanting to lose weight. There's people here that are quitting smoking. There's people here that are going through a separation slash divorce. There's people here that are disconnecting from addictions. There's people here that have had a toxic work environment. So you get my drift. There's people here that are going through massive transformations, and there are people that are here that are staying for decent lengths of time, and there's a lots of people that come back regularly. I know there's someone here that also, he's already booked. Oh no, that's what he did. He's booked to stay long. He's going to book to come back when he leaves at the next trigger point for him, where he kind of goes, look, I'll go back to the sanctuary so I don't fall back into some old habits. So it's just, as I said, it's mind-blowing. This is the best I can describe it. If you feel like this is for you, check it out. And in all honesty, if you've got any questions, just reach out and ask me and I will come back to you. So, another thing, there's no alcohol here, there's no smoking here, which is really good because it means that there's no temptations. It's not a lock-in. So there's a shuttle bus that can take you, that takes you to a point of interest in the mid-morning and also the mid-afternoon and the evenings, and I've done that a few times as well. So that's good. Yeah, and it's been great because I've been able to go out and buy a few things for the boys and that. There's Wi-Fi throughout everywhere. So if you need to work, you can work. So what I've been doing is at night time, I would write all my emails and get on top of everything, and then in the morning I would hit send. So I didn't really work during that. I mean, I've taken some calls and sent some emails during the day, but I've been able to manage my work in a way that I really have been able to disconnect. So that's it, guys. Like, literally, I'm tingling as I wrap this up. I hope this wasn't too long. If you've got any questions, let me know. But if you are after a life-changing experience and you want to break free from something or change something or reset something, this is the place. Lovely speaking to you guys. I will